I know some of you are probably wondering, did I finally make Kathy mad enough that she tried to slit my throat and missed during the night? Actually, no. I had a little skin cancer removed there on Thursday morning. Thank God they got it all. No big deal. Moving right along. So that's what that's all about, okay? Well, it's a big deal that they got it. I agree about praise God. In fact, I tell you, one of the praise God parts specifically is I know a lot of times Dusty Rick or I, we don't always share a lot of personal testimonies of what God provides for us. But one of the reasons why I had this looked at was for those who remember that little thing I had back in the summer, ruptured my Achilles tendon, okay? Well, I knew that right there, as far as financially, all my deductibles and everything would be met, okay? True story. I'm just being honest with you. So I'm like, after that got met, I said, Kathy, I think I'm going to finally go get this looked at, okay? Well, I go get it looked at. Long story short, the doctor I go to, they expect payment up front for this removal. And they called me and they said, it's going to be about $1,100 I'm going to need from you. And I said, hold on. I said, I had a ruptured Achilles tendon. I should owe you anything. She said, really? I'll call you back. Let me check that out again. She called back and she said, sir, I had my surgery on June 25th. Remember the June 25th part, okay? On June 25th, she said, sir, I called your insurance company. Your plan runs from July to July. I said, well, joke's on me, isn't it? She said, but the fact is you've still gone to the doctor for other things, so now you're going to be down to $400 and some you're going to be required to pay. Well, I don't know about any of you all, but $400 is still a lot of money to me, okay? All right. Now, so I said to her, I said, God prompted Rick, who also has used the same doctor, hey, ask him about a pastor discount. So I said, hey, I'm a pastor. Is there any kind of pastoral discount? I called her back in 2 days. She said, Dr. Dascom, because I want you to know his name, Dr. Dascom said, we'll just take whatever the insurance takes. God bless you. You're good to go. So in spite of my stupidity, God still took care of me. All right? So I agree. Yes. Yeah, that's almost as profound as Caleb's chocolate bar tastes like chocolate. So anyway, I do praise God for that because I do not overlook that provision. All right. So anyway, Operation Christmas Child, okay? This morning, most of us here, let me think about this for a second. Kennedy's not here. All of us were born in the United States, right? Anybody here this morning that was born outside the United States? But you're still an American citizen when you were born outside the United States, right, Sophia? All right. This morning, we all here have been gifted with freedom. Basically, just kind of keep it simple, two types. Meaning, we live in a country, we enjoy a lot of freedoms. No matter how you feel about our country right now, all we need to do is go live somewhere else for a little while, right? And we realize how sweet we have it, okay? But we also have spiritual freedom. We know what Jesus died, did for us, all that good stuff. Tomorrow was Veterans Day, 11-11. I'm not going to give you a history lesson off. If you want a history lesson, see John Gladden, see Jay, see Dusty. There are some of our history majors. But I think it's important that we pause at times and say, you know what? We've been given a gift. What are we doing with it? Do we appreciate it? Do we thank anybody? Do we thank God? And maybe the most important aspect of all that is this. God, how do I use what you've given to me? Our freedom that was given to us through men and women dying and who are currently protecting us, and the freedom through Jesus Christ, is a gift. And any gift given to us, we're required to have a stewardship of that gift, aren't we? I mean, it's no different a stewardship of freedom than a stewardship of someone hands you money or the time that you have or any resource, spiritual gift, so forth. So this morning, we're going to look at a few things. We're going to kick us off with a video. We're going to look at some scriptures. And then we're going to follow up with another video. And then we're going to spend some time praying. Okay? Very simple, very straightforward. But if I can summarize it in one statement, is how are you using God's gifts in your life for His glory and His honor? So I'm going to pray for us. John's going to cue up the first video. And while I'm praying, Dust, will you kick the lights off there for us, please? Father, we love you today. We bless you. We honor you. Oh, Father, you are such a good Heavenly Father. You really do give good gifts. You really do. Lord, I would ask today you would forgive us when we haven't been good stewards of those gifts, though. God, help us in the struggle when we're wondering how to use them, when we're acknowledging that we're not really using them the way you want us to be used. Father, I pray you'd speak to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we are very thankful for what God has gifted us with. It really has been pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I mean, we are blessed beyond what we can ever comprehend just because of where God blessed us to be born and raised. And on our worst day here, there's only about 7 billion and some million that would trade places with us just like that. Just like that. So this morning, I want you to think about the freedom that you have here in this country. But I also want us to look at the freedom that we have because of what Jesus has done for us, done to us, and that we have to be good stewards of both. And I believe one of those is acknowledging it, being thankful for it, and saying, hey, we didn't earn it. It was given. So I'm going to read these scriptures for us, then like I said, we'll have a couple of questions. Romans 6:14, sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. 2 Corinthians 3:17, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Galatians 3:22, but the Scriptures declare that we are all prisoners of sin, so we receive God's promise of freedom only by believing in Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:13, for you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. In 1 Timothy 2:6, he gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. John, go ahead and put those questions up, please. So those are a couple of questions this morning that I want to see how God's speaking to you as we share. How can we show gratitude for the freedom we have been gifted with in this country? And how can we show gratitude for the freedom Jesus gave to us as His followers? So I want to hear from you. Those scriptures are only a few of them that speak of the freedom that we've been given in Jesus Christ. But I want to hear from you on this. Yeah, we can move around freely. Lynn's saying we can go anywhere in the United States. We can move about freely. Beth? Protection. Don't live under the illusion that it's guaranteed forever. Public school meeting prior to the football game. And during the game, the announcer referenced somebody that needed prayer. Not on the field either. There was a cheerleader that had needed, she has to have 2 spinal surgeries, and he asked to be praying for. Okay. James?
I don't know when it changed for me, but yesterday we went to the Georgia game, and at the University of Georgia, they don't play it. The crowd sings the Star Spangled Banner together, and hard enough for me to get through that, but then at every TV timeout, they recognized the veteran. And one of the first ones they did was a man named Joe Jackson, Colonel Joe Jackson. He served in World War II, in the Korean War, and in Vietnam. And he was a Medal of Honor recipient for landing his plane in intense fire, rescuing 3 guys, and taking back off. And whenever they examined his plane when he got back, there were 0 bullet holes.
Was he there yesterday?
He was there.
He was there yesterday?
He's 90 years old. And he's an advocate for, they're talking about removing the Medal of Honor as a as something they award. And he's an advocate for that. They flew him in from Washington. He's originally from Noonan. And then, you kind of get caught up with the kids and just the game and everything. And they had all of us standing up, and they said, veterans stand up. And so they didn't give any instructions. Everybody sat down so you could see who the veterans were. And then they did another recognition, and they had this mother and father on the field of somebody who was serving in Afghanistan. So, they're like, their mother and father, so-and-so, their son was in the ROTC at Georgia, and now he's serving in Afghanistan. Now, we can just get you to turn around. We got a big surprise for you. And we got to see the best run of the day, which was this guy's mom in heels run across the field and hug him. And they could have just ended it right there. But listen to 90,000 people give thanks to this mother and father and to the guy. Like, you could see the grin on his face, even from where we were sitting. You could just see his compassion for his mother who had missed him. And that's what was missed on me. But Bailey and me and Stuart have gotten to the habit, if you've seen and remember the Titans, there's one scene where Sunshine, the white boy from California, makes this play. Some of the African-American players say, that's a bad white boy right there. So whenever they introduced that guy and explained who he was, the 90-year-old man, I said, that's a bad white boy right there. You know, it was really cool.
Mm. You know, just, they do that at halftime?
They did that throughout the game.
No, I'm talking about the young man from Afghanistan.
No,
what?
They did it throughout the game. Like, it was a break. You know how
yeah.
If you ever been to a college football game, there's 10, 15-minute break. And they came back from commercial. You can see the commercial guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're still standing there on the 15-yard line. And she's not letting him go, you know. It was cool. And then they showed the highlights at halftime, and everybody cheered for it again. That was part of the highlights that they showed from the first half of that. You know, it's just it's just really, really cool that you can come together with that many people with opposing beliefs about who's the best football team and whatever else, and celebrate that together. You know, it's unique.
Somebody decided not to broadcast.
How can we show our gratitude for either one of those? Something that came to mind when we were talking about praying, and we're going to do that in just a few minutes, by the way. We are going to spend some time praying for whoever or whatever, is that our brothers and sisters around the world that are Christians, they're our fellow soldiers, and they're stuck in places where they might be all by themselves. And I think part of that gratitude is we pray for our armed forces. We must pray for our brothers and sisters around the world, some that aren't suffering, but remembering something, they're in a battle too. And it is life or death. And I believe that, back to John started us off this morning, Gladden, about being aware. Oh, we also have a responsibility to be aware of our brothers and sisters that are suffering. Okay, I mean, it's good to say it here, oh, they're suffering, but they really are suffering at this very moment. Okay, this very moment. And unfortunately, we don't get to hear things that doesn't happen at the Georgia game. A Christian Frieden, here comes, he's meeting mom and dad. So I think one of the things we, as part of being aware of this, is understanding that there's that personal nature that may never be seen in front of our own eyes right here. That there are Christians around the world that are being restored to families, that are separated from families, that are suffering a great deal. And nobody gets to send them a care package. Okay? Put that picture up there. I want to tell you about it. Taken in 1982. The man's name is Joseph Ambrose. He was a World War I veteran. But you see that flag he's holding? That is the flag that covered the casket of his son who died in the Korean War. Now, what value do you think he would have told you to put on the freedom that you and I enjoy? He was in that video open too. That's a real picture of him from 1982. He was 86 when it was taken. But I don't think he just holds a flag. I think he holds everything it represents, including his son. So in just a moment, John, get ready to play that second video. We're going to play another video. It's kind of short. Then we're going to pray. Pray for our country. Pray for our armed forces. Pray for our brothers and sisters around the world. They're in great agony at this moment because they've said, yes, Jesus, you're Lord of my life. And it's cost them everything. Everything. They have nothing but maybe the clothes on their back. Literally. The men and women that are around the world sleeping on the doorstep because they say, yes, Jesus, you're the most important thing in my life. And they're not really sure they're going to live to see the sun, depends on where they are, rise or set. We do thank you. Oh, we thank you so much for just the abundant blessings that we are immersed in. Lord, we sit here being able to say Jesus freely. And Lord, I thank you today that it means something. It's not just another name. And it's not just another name of any soldier that is serving or has served. It's personal to you. We're personal to you. I thank you. And Lord, I pray you'd hear what's on our hearts this morning as we spend a little time interceding and praising you and thanking you. Father, this morning, we've paused. We've taken some time to look at something that's just one more gift. But Father, I thank you for that gift very, very much. Thank you for the gift of freedom in this country. Thank you for the gift of freedom in Christ. Father, I'm asking you to help us to be good stewards of both. Father, we will have to give an account of what we did with those gifts one day. And I pray that we'll be found faithful. Father, I do pray for our men and women, or many of them do not know you. Father, I'm asking you to reveal yourself to them in a very powerful way. Lord, that as the miraculous happens in their lives, as you preserve their lives, Lord, I pray that they would acknowledge it was because of a sovereign, loving God. Lord, I pray you would comfort those today that have lost. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters around the world today that said it was better to lose everything than to lose their soul. What a powerful testimony that is to us and to those around them. God, I would pray today you'd forgive us for any sense of entitlement to either one of these types of freedom. Because, Lord, that's wrong, and it is sin. Father, both of these types of freedom are given for your glory and honor. It is about you. It's always about you. Forgive us when we think it's about us. Father, I ask your blessing today on our armed forces. Particularly Craig, Lord. We thank you for him very much. I know Megan misses him greatly, and he misses Megan greatly. We thank you for him. Lord, I pray today that this wouldn't be something that just goes back on the shelf again and we think about it every so often. But Lord, it would be something that becomes a way of life, our gratitude for the freedom. Thank you. In your precious Son's name, Jesus, we pray all this. Amen.